This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show, hour number two, on Monday the 29th of March. Almost April, wow. Almost Easter, almost April Fool's Day, all of it coming fast. Gosh, it's almost, think about it, it's almost Memorial Day. Another 60 days or so, it'll be Memorial Day weekend, the start of the summer. The winter just ended, Super Bowl just ended, it seems like. And it's almost Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be the start of America's summer to 2021. Pretty wild. The year that 2021, the year that America was destroyed by Joe Biden. I mean, when you hear stories about United States senators at the border and they're witnessing illegal immigration right in front of them, and the coyotes, the smugglers, are heckling the senators who are standing at the border, United States senators standing at the border in suits with cameras on them, and the coyotes are saying, whatever you do, we're coming. 18 Republican senators went to the border in Texas. And the trip became necessary because the Biden administration imposed a near-total news blackout on what's happening. And an administration flunky was escorting the senators, and they even asked the lawmakers to not take any pictures and delete any pictures they'd taken. And the GOP senators refused to comply. Indiana Senator Mike Braun described some of what he saw. These photos showed children as young as 3 years old jammed into the facilities. Braun described as the worst situation for migrants in 20 years. He earlier provided the media with a video of migrants being held by the dozens under a bridge. Braun said that one of the first stops was with border agents at the edge of the Rio Grande, where illegal immigrants often cross. There, he said, the coyotes who charge $4,000 to $20,000 each to get migrants across heckled the group in Spanish. All of a sudden, we hear from the other side of the river taunting from the smugglers and coyotes, most of it in Spanish, telling the border guards that whatever you do, we're coming. That kind of hit home in such an anecdotal way, because it is one story that is kind of a metaphor for what's happening all up and down the border. A big welcome sign was put out, Senator Braun said. I think it was a political blunder. Senator Ted Cruz described seeing cage after cage of children. This is sad. This is tragedy. This is a self-inflicted wound on our nation, said Senator Ron Johnson. Hashtag Biden border crisis. U.S. agents in South Texas are not expelling Central American families with children younger than 7 years of age to Mexico, according to a senior Border Patrol official who requested anonymity. Some of the migrant families encountered in South Texas are being flown to other Border Patrol sectors like El Paso and sent from there. It's really crazy what's going on. According to Customs and Border Patrol, 86% of families processed at the border have been allowed into the U.S. without being deported. There were 6,000 apprehensions at the border on Thursday, and virtually none of them were sent back. Biden looked into the cameras during his press conference and said, nothing has changed at the border. What a liar. Well, he doesn't even know. He's not even in charge of the country. He just repeats whatever Obama whispers in his ear. He said most people are still being deported. That was a lie. He said the surge in unaccompanied minors is normal. He lied. He's allowing the release of illegal aliens into the country without giving them a court date, and he's allowing unvetted sponsors to take children. Why? Because the media won't ask him a tough question, and he couldn't answer a tough question. Can you imagine senators heckled by coyotes and Biden's officials try to block photos and they tell us if you took any photos, we're going to ask you to delete them. This is what's going on in America. Meanwhile, well, that's happening. We got two lunatic situations. Lunatic number one, Kamala Harris, has no scheduled meetings on the border crisis after being tasked by Joe Biden to be in charge of the border crisis. She won't even admit there is a crisis, and she has no meetings to deal with the crisis that she says isn't a crisis. Harris was selected by Joe Biden to lead the response, and she has no immigration meetings or public events scheduled on Monday, according to her diary released by the Office of the Vice President. She also had no media appearances over the weekend. Can you imagine? This is who's in charge of the border. Doesn't care. Can you imagine if you or your husband or your wife or someone you love, your child, was a border agent and had to deal with this? First of all, border agents are just like cops, right? They become border agents because they're young, tough, weightlifting, athletic type of people with cops mentality who want to arrest illegals. That's why you become a border agent. There's no other reason. That's it. And now you're being asked to be a babysitter of thousands upon thousands of children, many of them little babies, like three-year-olds, still sucking on a bottle, still have a blanket, sucking on their thumb. And you're supposed to be a babysitter, and you're supposed to risk catching COVID and dying in overcrowded migrant centers. Wow. Man, has your job description changed from being a cop. But so Kamala Harris is nutcase number one. And mentally imbalanced nutcase number two is Biden's lunatic DHS chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, fires 32 members of the Homeland Security Advisory Council, including every Trump appointee because the group is too white. Mayorkas wants a more diverse group. The DHS said it's aiming to create a council, which was mainly white men under Trump, that better reflects U.S. diversity. So Biden opens the U.S. border, now thousands streaming across the border every hour of every day, and now you fire everyone on the HHS Advisory Council, meaning the people that are advising you what to do about the border, and who are experts, and many of them, I assume, law enforcement, and you fire them all because you don't like the fact that they're white. And that's what's going on in America today, by the way. Everything is white hatred. White people do everything wrong. Don't forget, you know, there's videos on the internet day and night of crime being committed in inner city neighborhoods by black Americans, but white people are evil. You know, two black girls, 13 and 15, tried to kidnap that poor Uber Eats driver in Washington, D.C., and they killed him. They murdered him. They tasered him, and they murdered him and ruined his car, got him in a terrible traffic accident. And the mayor of Washington, who's black, will not mention the color of their skin. Nobody's mentioning the color of their skin. No one's mentioning in Miami, Florida, spring breakers, two African-American youth drugged a woman, took her back to a room, gang raped her, then stole all her money and credit cards, used them all over Miami after doing all this, and left her to die because they drugged her, and she died of some sort of a drug overdose after being drugged and after being gang raped. And again, is any of this racism to mention it? No, of course not. Is any of this mean I don't like black people? Of course not. Is any of this mean all black people are criminals? Of course not. All it means is that there are terrible crimes sometimes committed by black people on white people, black people on Asians. Almost every Asian attack, it's not about Donald Trump saying Asians are bad. Almost every Asian attack is on the border of a bad neighborhood, and it's an African-American young male youth attacking an Asian. What's that got to do with Trump or conservatives or Republicans? Nothing. But to admit the truth makes you a racist. To say, look, there's a crime and a black man committed it. Oh, you must be a racist. But I'm pointing it out because the absurdity that every day there are crimes involving black criminals doesn't make all black people criminals. They're not. Most black people are nice people. It's like most white people are nice people. But there's 2% of the criminals, and they cause all the trouble. And to see that and to refuse to mention it is dishonest and disingenuous. And to see that and then talk about white evil all day long and white people are bad and white evil and white man's history and let's erase it all because it's all bad. I mean, it's all insanity. There's evil and there's bad in every race. There's evil and there's bad in all people and all cultures. And to see a little bit in the United States history and to say all America's history is bad, it's all white people and all white people are bad, and America's bad, is sick. Because our history is so much better than the rest of the United, the rest of the world. Here's an article. Biden and the Democrats continue using biological warfare against non-compliant red state conservatives. And I was interested in reading this article. And the theory is that South Dakota and Montana and Texas are places that are now mask-free. And that Biden and his, you know, communist comrades are deciding to punish the states that are Republican, that are doing really well with COVID numbers, even though there's no masks and no lockdowns, and they're doing really well with every other economic metric because there's no lockdown. Their economies are flying and booming, and they want to punish them because, of course, they are bad examples. They don't want people to see that everything's going great in Utah and South Dakota and Montana and Texas. And Florida, of course, and South Dakota. They don't want you to see that. So they're flying all these thousands of immigrants, many of them with COVID, to places like South Dakota, Montana, and of course they're letting them into Texas. And those just happen to be red states where they have no facilities and it's still cold outside, and COVID could spread very easily. This is the Biden regime. Are they purposely spreading COVID to red states in order to, A, make conservatives sick, B, destroy the COVID statistics for those states, and C, ruin the economy of those states? So they're not good examples in the next election. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what this show does. Every day we prepare for war with Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance, right? Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's something you use instead of, as an alternative to, in replacement of health insurance. It is Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. And it's affordable healthcare sharing programs that start as low as $199 per month. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. I joined 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. I've saved a minimum of $120,000 in the 6 years I've been with Liberty HealthShare. And I say a minimum because that's just in premiums based on the day that I left Aetna. My premium was $2,000 a month. So I've saved $120,000 based on that. But what makes you think, the way healthcare has been rising, that my $2,000 a month from 6 years ago wouldn't be $3,000 a month or even $3,500 or $4,000 a month now? For all I know, I've saved $200,000 with Liberty HealthShare. So how many of you could use an extra $120,000 to $200,000 in your bank account? So if you raise your hand, then call Liberty and check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. You owe it to yourself and your family to check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. So here's the kind of people we're dealing with in the United States government now. And I've said from day one that everything that Dr. Fauci said has been wrong. Everything Dr. Birx said was wrong. Everything the CDC said was wrong. Everything they predicted was wrong. And things are going so well. Look at Texas. You know, I should have cut it out. God, I should have printed it out. I read an article over the weekend with all the quotes of what people said about Texas. I may have it here. The world was going to end. Texas was going to die, drop off into the ocean, Gulf of Mexico. Everyone was going to die of COVID. It's all Governor Abbott's fault. Governor Abbott doesn't care if all your children die. And meanwhile, since the day he stopped the mask mandate and the day he stopped the lockdown and said restaurants could fill completely up and you don't need a mask, since that day, Texas's seven-day COVID positivity rate reached an all-time low on Saturday of 5.27%. Hospitalizations fell to their lowest level since October. At the moment he did all that, the moment that Governor Abbott announced that Texas would end the mask mandate and end the lockdowns and end the limitations on restaurants and bars and nightclubs and said everybody get back to work, at that moment, there were 7,000 COVID cases a day. It's been 2 weeks since he did that, a little over 2 weeks, and there's now only 2,000 COVID cases a day. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus dropped dramatically to 3,308. In other words, lifting the mask mandate and reopening the economy and reopening the state and ending the lockdown did not lead to the health catastrophe predicted by all the experts. In fact, it led to the opposite. It led to the opposite. Yet right at this moment, the CDC director goes on TV and chokes back tears. Her name is Rochelle Walensky. And she talks about impending doom. She wants to warn the public about impending doom following a rise in COVID cases and hospitalization. She doesn't tell you that all the cases are in New York, New Jersey, and Michigan, the three states that are locked down and masked. The most strictly and the longest. Along with California, of any state in America. Those are the states, all the liberal blue states, the ones that have impending doom, they're the ones that are causing this. And you say to me, that makes no sense, Wayne. Why would a state that's locked down and masked have more COVID than states that stop the masks and stop the lockdowns? Well, that's because lockdowns cause weak immune system. They cause massive stress, uncertainty. I won't ever get my job again. I won't have a job ever again. I'll lose my business. There's no way to feed my family. How am I going to pay for my kids to go to college? How am I paying any of my bills? What if I become homeless? And then you get sick and you die. They're causing heart attacks, strokes. They're causing cancer. They're causing suicidal thoughts and suicides. They're causing alcoholism and drug addiction. They're causing people who are scared to stress eat and binge eat and get fat and get diabetes and die. And the masks, you know what I think about the masks. It's the biggest con job in history. Masks are filthy. If people knew how to use them, maybe masks would be effective. A doctor, a mask in a doctor's hands, very effective. But not in a person's hands. My mask is in my pocket. You know what else is in my pocket? My hands that are filthy when I reach for the mask. And my cell phone that's as dirty as a toilet bowl. Do you know that all cell phones are as dirty as a public toilet bowl seat? And your mask is next to your cell phone. And you're sticking it on your face and breathing in. No wonder people are sick.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day one in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is over. Derek Chauvin is charged with murder after kneeling on Floyd's neck during an arrest last May. Defense attorney Eric Nelson telling the jury the trial does not come down to the video of Floyd's death.
There is no political or social cause in this courtroom. But the evidence is far greater than 9 minutes and 29 seconds.
Federal health officials say both Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine work well. A CDC study of vaccinated healthcare workers found the shots were 80% effective in preventing coronavirus infections after one dose. The number jumped to 90% once 2 weeks had passed after the second dose. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, bye. So I told you that, when we left, that the CDC had... Doom, the world is ending. How does she explain that in places like Texas, they ended the lockdown of the masks and everything went down and there's no more, you know, there's very little COVID. I won't say no more. You can never say no more. First of all, there's never been no more flu, no more pneumonia. Everyone gets flu and pneumonia all the time since the beginning of time every year. Why is no one pointing out the Hong Kong flu? 1968-69, nobody closed anything. Not sporting events, not concerts, not the Vegas Strip, not Broadway shows, not Woodstock. Everything went on as planned while we had a pandemic, and everybody survived. I don't remember hearing a single story about, like, how many people at Woodstock were sick and puking with the flu. I never heard a word about it. But we had Woodstock with hundreds of thousands of kids dropping acid and LSD and having sex with total strangers, probably 12 a day, in the mud and the monsoon, and listening to rock music and smoking pot, and in the middle of a pandemic, and no one, the world didn't end. No one seemed to think anything of it. It's all in your mind, man. One of my best friends and business partners in one of my businesses got COVID a few days ago. And he's taking, you know, all the things that I think one should take, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, Z-Pak, and about 100 other vitamins. And I said, how are you? I just called him an hour before the show. How are you? He said, I'm fine. I said, what do you mean you're fine? You have COVID. You can't be fine. You okay? I swear to you, I'm okay, Wayne. I said, okay, good. Maybe it's because of the hydroxychloroquine. It killed this thing right away. He said, it doesn't matter. Even if I wasn't fine, I would still tell you I'm fine. Because it's all mental, he said. It's all in your head. If you tell yourself you're sick, you're going to be sick. If you tell yourself you're not sick, then you're going to be okay. You might be sick, but it's not life-ending. It's not life-altering. It's all about the way you think about things. He's 100% right. He refuses to admit he's deathly ill, and he's not deathly ill. He's got COVID. It's the flu. He's okay. He's tired. Chris, I have no idea what you just said. Not a clue. It's okay. So Joe Biden says states should pause their reopening and reinstate mask mandates. Democrats don't want us to live a normal life. They just can't let go of the government control. They can't and won't. President Joe Biden expressed disappointment Monday that coronavirus cases are once again rising, urging states to pause reopening efforts and reinstate mask mandates. Why? The only states that are rising are the bad states. 17 states led by Republican governors have either lifted their mask mandate or never enacted them, including highly populated states in Florida and Texas, and their rates are down. And Joe Biden says, mask up, it's a patriotic duty. It's not a patriotic duty, screw you. You people are brainwashed liberal lobotomy victims. You're a bunch of robots. You're a bunch of, what do you call, oh God, what was that name of that show where all the women were exactly alike? What was that show called? I always quote it, now I can't remember the name. There was a show where all the women were like robots for their male husbands. That's what these Democrat governors are like, and that's what this Democrat president's like. Every one of them is in lockstep. They're all Kool-Aid drinkers, man. They just don't want to give up the orders and the limitations and the masks and the lockdowns and the shutdowns. And I'm going to decide whose business is essential and whose is not. These are sick people. Joe Biden pointed to the warning of, guess who? The impending doom from the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, the lady I just quoted. He used her. They use each other. They're like sounding boards. They're like echo chambers. One person says, it's all going to end. We're all going to die. And the other one says, you're right. It's all going to end. We're all going to die. Listen to the other one. So here's the study that proves I'm right. I've said from the beginning that the news media is disgusting, including my own Las Vegas Review-Journal, disgusting. Every day with this never-ending drumbeat, how many people died, how many people got COVID. Shut the F up. No one wants to hear about it anymore. And the more you tell us, the more you make people scared, the more stressed, and the more stressed, the more people get sick. Who gives people a never-ending tally of how many people are sick and dead? More people have died of cancer times 1,000 in this. Did you ever hear a daily count of people dying of cancer? Ladies and gentlemen, the evening news, emergency, big news release. Here it is. 18 people in this county alone today died of cancer. We're all going to die. 36 heart attacks, 200 traffic accidents, 12 killed by drunk drivers. Can you imagine if that was the news every day? You couldn't get out of bed. Nobody wants to hear how many people got killed today by drunk drivers. No one wants to hear how many men died of heart attacks so they worked themselves to death, like Wayne Root. No one wants to hear how many people had strokes every hour. No one wants to hear how many people have cancer every single day. I mean, like once a year I might hear a report that last year 150,000 people died of one kind of cancer, breast cancer. Last year, altogether 1 million people died of cancer. Can you imagine if you gave that report on every news break of every day? Nobody wants to hear that. So why do you think everyone wants to hear about a COVID count every day? Because if it bleeds, it leads. The media believes their ratings go up when they give you bad news and they make you scared to death. And they make you believe the world is ending. And I've been a member of the media my entire life. Okay, I was literally a member of the media in my 20s. I became the youngest, one of the youngest anchormen, if not the youngest, in the United States of America on a national TV network. In those days, it was CNBC, but in those days, it was called Financial News Network. And I was their anchorman, and I hosted 5 shows. And so, you don't call that a member of the media? I did interviews with famous people, and I would do the interview, and I would be very nice to the person. And my producer would talk in my ear, and he'd say, what are you doing? Bring up their 3 divorces. Bring up that their ex-wife said the other day he's a drug addict. Bring up he's been bankrupt twice. And this is how the media exists, right? The media is unhappy if you're saying nice things about people. The media doesn't want you to say nice things about people. They want you to say bad things about people because that's what sells newspapers and that's what drives ratings. So there's been a study, believe it or not, an Ivy League university put out a good study, a collaboration between Dartmouth College and Brown University. And the researchers have analyzed tens of thousands of COVID-19 articles and found that major U.S. media outlets have overwhelmingly pushed negative narratives about the virus. There it is, Wayne Root, bingo, home run, bullseye. The most striking fact is that 87% of the U.S. stories about COVID are classified as negative, whereas 51% of non-U.S. stories are classified as negative. So in other words, outside the USA, they're negative 51% of the time. In the USA, negative about COVID 87% of the time. One of the study's most glaring findings, even when COVID-19 cases were falling nationally, between April 24th and June 27th of last year, major media discussed rising caseloads 5.3 times as frequently as falling ones. Wow. And the impact was evident. By June last year, COVID cases were falling dramatically. And yet a June CBS News poll found a record number of Americans felt the fight against coronavirus is going badly. And of course, news of the poll itself was another negative story, feeding a media-facilitated vicious cycle of fear. In July, a Franklin Templeton Gallup poll found most Americans had a poor understanding of the risk of COVID-19 death for different age groups. People in the poll said people 55 plus, they believed accounted for half the deaths from COVID, when in reality, the actual share was 92%. In other words, the only people that die are old people. But nobody knew that because no one was telling them that but Wayne Root. Those under 25 accounted for only 0.2% of deaths, meaning nobody under the age of 25 was dying. You know, there was like one or two of the whole United States a month. And there's many more than that that die of the flu, but the participants in the poll who'd been listening to the negative news overestimated the share of death among those under 25 by a mile, by a factor of 50. And the results aren't surprising, was, you know, what these authors of this study from Dartmouth and Brown said, given the media's compulsion to report just rare occasions when teens and 20-somethings fell victim to the virus, that becomes a headline on the front page of the Las Vegas Review-Journal and the New York Post. Two of my favorite newspapers, the Wall Street Journal even. Three of my favorite newspapers, guilty of the same thing. I'm telling you, I read them for the last year since COVID began, and I was shocked. If one 19-year-old in all of America died of COVID, front page of every newspaper. To scare you to believe everyone is 19 is going to die. It's just not true. It was an odd example. I don't know why that 19-year-old died, but they're the only one. But they would show it. They'd make you feel like it's everyone. In June, CNN served up a particularly flagrant example of COVID scaremongering. An article titled, Healthy Teenager Who Took Precautions Died Suddenly of COVID-19. And if you read the headline, you'd start to think, wait a minute, healthy teenager dies of COVID? And they took precautions and they died suddenly? But if you got to the 10th paragraph, you learned that doctors treating the purportedly healthy teenager, the person was obese and had type 1 diabetes with a blood sugar level 10 times the norm. And the CDC even announced 90% of those hospitalized with the virus had one or more underlying conditions, and the most common were obesity and diabetes. This teen's grim story to show that every teenager is going to die that CNN pushed had nothing to do with the average teenager unless you're obese with diabetes. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI, short for Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution, the only solution I know of, is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year, but that's great news because, you know, buy low and sell high. It's good that gold is low. I want to buy more. I want to buy all I can get my hands on. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Added $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. And don't forget government health care for all. And don't forget they want free college for all. Don't forget they want to let every illegal alien in through the border and every one of them gets welfare and food stamps and free health care. Ugh, it's never ending. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and Asset Strategies come in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call Asset Strategies today, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, 50% as in half, while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. And tell them War sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com, AssetStrategies.com. So I want to get back to this Dartmouth-Brown study. I think it's just so important. It validates everything I've said. So let me recap if you weren't with us in the last segment. Researchers at Dartmouth and Brown, believe it or not, these liberal Ivy League colleges, have analyzed tens of thousands of COVID articles and found that the media was overwhelmingly negative about COVID, ridiculously negative. I mean, they just made sure that you were scared to death. They always erred on the side of scaring you and fear-mongering you. And the number one glaring finding is that even when COVID-19 cases were falling nationally, major media discussed rising caseloads. And I'll tell you the second most obvious thing they found is that when they were wrong, they never mentioned it again. In other words, just like now when people said, Texas, the world's going to end, everyone's going to die in Texas. And then 2 weeks later, the rates are all down in Texas dramatically, And not only the world's in end, but COVID ended. COVID's going away in Texas. Why? Even though they've got rid of the mask mandate, even though they got rid of all the lockdowns, even though they said everybody can go to restaurants now, 100% occupancy, COVID went away. Well, they put major covers that everyone's going to die, and the governor's an idiot, and you're all, you know, he just killed all your college students. But then when they were proven wrong, they never mentioned it again. That's the media. That's why people are so scared of COVID. And you know what they found? That when people are scared of COVID, the people who are most scared are the ones who want the government to do the most about it and lock everyone down and close the economy. So it's a vicious cycle. If you scare everyone to death, then they're all on your side that you got to lock down the economy, and they support you and say, keep it closed. Keep it closed. You got to scare lots of people. And the other thing is they told an example of a teen who died, who was severely obese and had diabetes. And the headline was that a healthy teenager suddenly died of COVID for no reason. No, he didn't die of COVID for no reason. I don't want him to die. I don't want anyone fat to die. I don't want anybody with diabetes to die. But the fact is, if you're fat and you have diabetes, COVID's a killer. You don't use that example to prove that every teenager in America is at risk, because they're not. This article says the media's failure to foster understanding of COVID-19 also seems evident in why so many people are still seen today wearing masks while alone outdoors. According to Dr. Sevick, an infectious disease and virology scientist, outdoor risk is negligible, meaning zero, unless it involves close interaction or you are in a crowded or semi-outdoor environment, meaning at a stadium with 100,000 other people. But if you're going to, like, jog in a park, you don't ever have to wear a mask. If you're going to ride your bike on the street, you don't have to ever wear a mask. And they found out, this study from Brown and Dartmouth found out, overly negative COVID-19 reporting has implications well beyond individual feelings. Those who've been led to an exaggerated perception of their personal risk are more prone to supporting strict government policies to counter the virus. Right? A Pew Research poll released early this month also confirmed individuals' perception of the pandemic heavily influences their opinions about various government interventions. If Pew asked if limiting restaurants to carryout service was necessary to counter the virus, among those who think COVID represents a minor threat, like me, 21% agreed, but support soars to 66% among participants who deem the virus a major threat. You know, how many of those people know that a New York contact tracing study attributed less than 2% of COVID cases to bars and restaurants? You're not getting COVID because you go to a bar or a restaurant. You don't need to close bars or restaurants. But they lied and they tried to make it seem much worse than it was, COVID, and therefore people got scared. Nobody told them you don't get it at bars and restaurants. And so they all, you know, they're wearing masks. They're not going to bars and restaurants, and they're wearing masks outdoors. Crazy. Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. But the media's at fault for all of it. And yes, the word I was looking for, thank you, Bob, Stepford Wives. All the politicians, the media are Stepford Wives.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Three.